This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Business leaders are counting the cost from this month's explosion of violence in Ivory Coast. That West African country is the world's top producer of cocoa. Before a civil war and other problems, it had a stable economy. Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports on what remains of that economy.
We were at home when friends called, this Lebanese businessman who's lived all his life in Ivory Coast says.
Voilà, ils sont en train de piller votre magasin, ils ont tout cassé.
People are looting your mobile phone shop downtown. They've trashed the whole place and stolen everything, even the wash basin and the taps. We've lost everything. It's just bad luck, he says.
Yes, it's even tragic, and it's the worst episode for our economy we have ever experienced in this country.
Jean-Louis Billon worked for a Milwaukee chocolate company for 5 years. He's now president of the Chamber of Commerce in Ivory Coast. Billon and other business leaders here are still assessing losses he says amount to millions of dollars.
Basically, we have more than 100 companies who lost everything. We have more than 9,000 people who left the country. Those people who left the country are the upper section of the middle class and the bigger consumers.
Many companies in Abidjan are literally taking stock after the riots, but it's business as usual in the bustling working class Trècheville neighborhood. Numbers are right down at fancy restaurants, but this fast food street vendor is doing a brisk trade, selling fried yam, plantain and fish. Her main complaint is market price hikes. Across the bridge at Galerie Périssac, Abidjan's biggest department store, business is slow. The boss, Jean-William Joran, says the shop itself wasn't looted, but they've suffered losses.
There's no business anymore. That'll mean more job losses, more poverty. The situation is unbelievably serious. It's untenable. This is not just an economic catastrophe for Ivory Coast. It's a social catastrophe. We're sitting on a sort of human time bomb here, and it could explode.
In the past 10 years, there's been a rapid rise in the number of unemployed, impoverished youths as Ivory Coast economy has dived. And since the start of the civil war 2 years ago split the country in two, many of these young men have become violently partisan. For now, the economy in the world's leading cocoa producer is just about ticking over. Business leaders have been discussing their grievances and possible compensation with Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo and senior ministers this week. Gbagbo has promised to respond to their complaints. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.